Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm John Ramos, and welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. We are so excited that you're joining us here today and that you've invited us into your living room. I want to welcome all of our CTN and Gulf Coast viewers all the way from Mississippi to Sandestin, 5 to 6, Monday through Friday. And every day we're like, man, this is such a great pleasure and an honor, and we enjoy having this conversation. Of course, we want to welcome all of our listeners all around the nation and the world on VFN Radio. And we're excited about today's program. We got a lot to talk about. But joining me today in the studio is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello. And Steve Kolaszewski.
Well, hello, sir.
Hello, sir. Good day. Good
day. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good weekend?
And yeah, very good weekend. Had a little chance to rest, you know, yesterday.
Did you get over that adventure Saturday?
Oh, I did. I was prepared.
Are you still sore?
I'm not sore, but, you know, I was prepared. I was there on time. I didn't get a haircut or get the tires changed or anything like that. Others were doing a whole bunch of things before the, you know, event started, but I'm doing good. But you know what's interesting is
that I did
happen to see that the Saints were playing the Falcons.
Yes.
And momentarily I'm flipping through. Maybe you were doing the same. And because Pat and Chris are, I guess, fans, I thought I would humor the game for a little while, but in sure Saints fashion, Steve, they didn't win.
I caught that.
They lost again.
I did come across that final
37-34.
Is that
it?
That's not how it's supposed to end.
No.
Okay. No, it was not planned that way.
Okay. Gotcha. Just making sure. See? Just trust the Lord, man. That's all you got to do. Just put all your faith in Him, and you're going to be okay.
That's all my faith is in, man.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear it. We're going to be talking about today about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And we're also going to be talking about the movie, the documentary that was just released about the Holy Spirit. I had a chance to see it, and it was pretty good. It was pretty, pretty good. We're also going to be talking about Rediscovering God in America. We're going to continue our conversation about a book that was written by Newt Gingrich about how God belongs in the public square, has always been, and all this recent stuff in the here in the news, taking prayer out of schools and taking nativity scenes down because it's offensive. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's nonsense. When the first president of the United States takes an oath of office with the Bible open to Deuteronomy 28, and then after he takes the oath of office, he kisses the Bible. I mean, that's just the beginning. But today we're going to be talking more about Abraham Lincoln and the Lincoln Memorial and really pretty amazing things. Surprise, I just didn't realize. I knew there was a lot of people that passed in the Civil War that died. Man, it was, I think, 602,000 Americans died in the Civil War. I mean, just huge and amazing. But we're going to talk about that and unpack that more. But I wanted to share, I was just abiding and just spending time. I know that we've been at the Dream Center, just been soaking on the series called The Promise. About the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you. We have some segments related to that on The Torch. You don't want to miss it. What is it, 13 parts? I mean, it was pretty pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. But I was just, like I said, meditating on some scriptures in relation to the Holy Spirit and what He means to me and to the body of Christ. But when I think about the Holy Spirit, how oftentimes He is the third person of the Trinity that often gets so overlooked. When you think about the Holy Spirit, right? I mean, we're introduced to God the Father in the Bible. We see how He, you know, related with Adam and Eve right from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. We saw how He patiently dealt with the Israelites on their journey, their failures and their triumphs, right? We saw the hand of God in His interaction with Abraham and we get a chance to see Him, right? Mm-hmm. In the New Testament, we get a chance to learn of Jesus and His ways and how He interacted with the disciples and people and the Pharisees and all the amazing things that He did in His ministry. And of course, the paramount thing, the pinnacle thing, was when He died on the cross for our sins. I mean, it's just beautiful. So we get to see and relate to Jesus in that way. But oftentimes, because the Holy Spirit is a spirit, he is a person. He's not a dove. He's not a bird. He is a person. Because we don't see him in maybe physical form in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, I think people kind of maybe out of visual sight, if you will, or in the context of, you know, maybe scripture interaction, that way, as we see the Father and Jesus, he's just often overlooked. And he's an amazing, he's amazing, you know, because he's so humble and he's so gentle.
Mm-hmm.
He's so humble and so gentle, and his whole purpose is to make Jesus known, is to reveal Jesus. There's so many names, but Jesus in John 14 describes him as the Counselor and the Spirit of Truth.
Right.
The Counselor. And we know that he is the Helper. And he's here to help us, and he's here to reveal Jesus to us. And I love that because, you know, Jesus didn't come just to save us from hell, right? But Jesus came so that we may be sons and daughters of God, walking in complete oneness with the Lord, right? And taking his message to the ends of the earth, you know, expanding the kingdom of God, and that's not in buildings or whatever. It's the kingdom expands when Jesus is in the heart of a man. That's where the kingdom expands.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit helps us in doing that. It helps us to understand Jesus. It helps us to know of his ways. And Jesus said, it's better to the disciples, it's better that I go away, because when the Helper comes, when the Counselor comes, when the Spirit of Truth, he's going to remind you of what I taught you. And so many times we can get bogged down in really the traditions of men. We can get down in trying to do all of God's works in our own strength. Right? It's not by might or by power, but by the Spirit, right? Says the Lord, right? It's not by our ability to do anything. And we fail to rest in the all sufficiency of the Holy Spirit, the power of God that enables us and does the work, if you will. And, you know, we can begin to trust the Holy Spirit. If you haven't trusted the Holy Spirit, I want to encourage you to trust him, for he desires to speak to you. He desires to reveal Jesus to you. In fact, he is the Spirit of Jesus living on the inside of you. He's constantly pointing to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that. But when we try to walk in oneness with God, you know, I think about the scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:16, as it says this, do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said that the two will become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit.
Mm.
And I so love that, because if a physical union between a man and a woman can bring them and make them one flesh, if that could happen with a physical union, imagine what would happen. Imagine what does happen when spirit to spirit connect, that you can walk in oneness with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we see in Jesus' life. Jesus says, when you see me, you're seeing my daddy.
When you see
my daddy, you're seeing me. That's what we see in the life of Jesus. Jesus lived always to please the Father, and he said, I don't do anything that I don't see my Father doing. And he says, this is happening so that the world may know. If you had a question, hey, let me make it plain, that the world may know that I listen to my Father. I listen to my daddy. I listen to my Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's so awesome and so remarkable. Because they're one. I mean, Jesus is saying, me and the Father are one. The Father is saying, my Son is my direct representation. If you look at my Son, if you know my Son, you know me. That's what God the Father says. If you see Jesus, you see me.
Mm-hmm.
And for us as believers, I mean, I believe that that's God's destiny over us, that when others see us, they see Jesus. In fact, we're going to be the only Jesus, if you will, some people may ever see. Right? Christ in us, Christ in you, the hope of the glory of God revealed. And the Holy Spirit enables us. enables us to do that. And so we can fellowship with the Holy Spirit. We can listen to the Spirit's voice as he speaks to us. Mm-hmm. And so often a still, small voice. And oneness is where it's at, because we want to walk in step with Jesus. We want to walk in step with his ways, mm-hmm. and with his word. And we want to do everything that we can to spread the gospel and to help people to come into this revelation. But we're not going to do it in our own strength.
No.
You know, we're not going to do it in our own ability. We're not going to do it in just because we memorize certain things. Because when you look at the book of Acts, it was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It was simple men that were in tune and were united with God, and the Holy Spirit flowed through them. Mm-hmm. It was nothing of what they can do. It was just God just pouring out his Spirit. It's like, mm-hmm. get out of the way. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to talk more about the precious Holy Spirit and how we can work alongside with him and continue to walk united with him. Oneness, one with God. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Should doctors who practice abortion be made known to the public? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Here's a quick question. Now, I know everything has been brought to the forefront. An abortion issue is definitely needed to be done. But the one thing I haven't seen much of is the actual doctors that perform these hideous operations. Why can't they be brought up and put on the forefront?
If they perform a partial birth abortion, it's an illegal act. So now we have the law in place that if that happens, we can, in fact, get a resolution that includes prosecution by the Justice Department. The end result of that is, under the statute as passed, you can, in fact, go after the abortion doctor, the provider, if, in fact, they engage in what's called a late-term or partial birth abortion.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to. And not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source. You know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate. You know, you function. And realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit of God. And He is our helper, our counselor, the Spirit of truth. And we can walk in oneness with God. And that means that our ways become, you know, his ways become our ways, right? His word is our word. And we listen to his voice, but we don't listen for the sake of just listening and contemplating or evaluating or judging what he says. We listen so that we will obey. And that's really how we demonstrate our love for God. That's our love language. This was Jesus' love language to the Father. He obeyed what his Father said. That's it. He obeyed it. And Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey me. Right? And John 14 says, verse 20, on that day you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. And there's a oneness that Jesus is talking about. And every day is a complete adventure. It's a complete amazing walk with God, because when we're walking with God, we have the opportunity to listen to the Holy Spirit's voice. Maybe we may be aware of his gentle promptings. Maybe we'll receive a dream or receive a vision, a prophetic vision as we're reading the scriptures. Oftentimes he will illuminate scriptures to us. Just maybe sometimes you've heard the saying, some people say it jumped off the page. It resonates with them. They're hearing it in their spirit, if you will. And they weren't just words, but they're realizing this is the revelation of Jesus. And there's no such thing. If someone, you heard someone, a believer, say they're just bored, I'm like, that doesn't fit. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't fit. Because God's called us to live an adventurous life with him. And that we are his ambassadors. And so every day, if we tune our ears to the Holy Spirit, if we submit our hearts to him, if we're abiding and hearing God, I mean, Jesus spent time with the Father every morning in prayer. When the disciples were looking for him, they knew he was up in the mountain and he was praying. He was talking to the Father. We're getting our instructions, if you will, for that day. And so every single day we can have this amazing just life of encounters and sharing Jesus and watching God move in our life. Let me tell you, I want to encourage you today. You can trust him. You don't have to figure everything out. You don't have to know everything because the Holy Spirit knows all things. The Holy Spirit is the one who's in control. All we need to do is listen to him, submit ourselves to him, tune our ears to what he's saying, and obey him whenever he tells us what to do. And so, you know, in light of all that, I had the chance just to see the premiere of this movie called The Holy Ghost. And the producer, the filmmaker, wanted to take a risk and do a movie that was completely led by the Holy Spirit. It had no agenda.
Wow.
No plans. No, you know, and they were just basically abiding with God. And what do you want to do? And the movie is awesome. The movie is great. Bethel. A church, I guess, in California with Bill Johnson, they had the premiere. And it just goes to show you that a lot of these things, I believe, are going to happen in the future. I mean, they're happening now, but I think you're going to see them even more. You know, everyone has, we've been saying embedded press for forever. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a camera, a video, you know, way to record events. Listen, all this was a video camera following men that were willing to step out and trust the Holy Spirit as he led them to. I want you to see this trailer just in case you haven't seen it before. We have aired it on VFN TV, but we want you to see it because I'm going to talk a little bit about this movie and some of the things that happened. More, watch this.
He's a gift from the Father. And if you ask for bread, he won't give you a stone.
We're here filming a Christian documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. About the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
All over the earth.
Hey, listen, guys. Before you go up in there, like, listen.
Listen.
Brian and Fieldy and me, we want to pray for you right now as you're going through, regardless of what you believe. Okay. If you've never given your life to Jesus, come up here. Do it right now.
I've never been the same since. And I, you know, since I asked Jesus into my heart and into my life, I've never been the same.
I hold that today, speaking generally, there's been a silent divorce in the church between the Word and the Spirit.
Walking with Jesus, filled by the Holy Spirit, is so much better than anything you could do for God. You know, any work, any art. I mean, because you become the art. You become the work.
It's one of my biggest prayers, two prayers, not to ever be offended by anybody ever again the rest of my life, and to be the perfect conduit for what the Holy Spirit wants to do.
Church just said, okay, God, no more boxes, no more limits, no more we have to control everything. And we just gave God total control. Yeah, it's scary, but I think that's the way that we are meant to live.
This is a movie about risk. I want to take the greatest risk possible as a filmmaker, to make a movie that is completely led by the Holy Spirit. No plan, no safety net. Just show up wherever he leads me, find the adventure, and make God famous.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. They start out the movie with following two ministers, two evangelists, young guys out to Salt Lake City. And it was interesting. They're praying for folks that are out in just, you know, walking downtown, if you will. Mm-hmm. In general areas, and they're praying for them. And one guy gets healed in his arm. He couldn't bend his arm at all, his hand, his wrist. Rather, mm-hmm. he had metal in his wrist. And Lord's giving them all these, Holy Spirit's giving them all these words of knowledge. He says, oh, you got metal somewhere in your body, right? He's like, oh, yeah, it's in my hand. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is going on with you. He's like, yes, it is. And the young guy that has no idea is like, he said, I don't know you, right? He's like, no, I don't know you. And before you know it, they're praying for him, and he's able to do all the things that he couldn't do with his hand. It was just, I mean, you're just seeing all these just miracles, and it's the Holy Spirit moving. And he's, at one point, one of the guys puts his hands on him and says, you're about to feel heat right now all over your body. And this is the Holy Spirit wanting you to know that he loves you, and just, you know, he's confirming this. The guy's like, oh, my goodness, you know, oh my, I feel it. I always steps back. He's like, well, you know, what is this? And you can just see the working of the Holy Spirit and their ministry and what's going on. And at one point, this trip goes all over the world. I mean, they go to these different places. Mm-hmm. And at one point, the filmmaker says, you know, I felt like I had a map. He has a map, right? Uh-huh. And he feels like, oh, the Lord's going to send us to these different areas, these biblical cities that happen in the Bible. You know, I just feel, you know, so he has his map. And all of a sudden, he's like, man, I see Monaco just, you know, beaming, if you will, but just pronounce, just God wants us to go to Monaco. We're supposed to go to Monaco. And the Lord told him, he says, I have an adventure for you in Monaco on a boat. And the story is just, you go, oh my goodness. Wow. The Holy Spirit connected, and you'll see these like five different things that happened, mm-hmm. all so that God could minister to this one woman who gets saved. And it's just one thing after the other, completely led by God. Healings, mm-hmm. directions, all these other things. And again, it's like the movie, I think the whole purpose of the movie is to empower the church to say, listen, God's called us for so much more. Mm-hmm. God's called us to live in tuned with him so that we can do the works of Jesus and make Jesus famous. And the Holy Spirit's here to help us. He's here. All we got to do is listen to him. Mm-hmm. And so they go on. I'm trying to be careful not to tell you really too much because you really want to see it. But you see, all of these are, you know, one after the other, Holy Ghost encounters mm-hmm. that are just remarkable because they're just trusting God. And this one lady at the end of it is like, oh, my goodness, she meets Jesus. And the name of the boat that they actually get on, because it says, you're going to get on a boat, uh-huh. this whole connection of how they get on this boat, and the name of the boat's called The Power of Love. And she meets love himself. I mean, it's just it's just unfolds. At one point, they are interviewing Brian Welch, who was the head guitarist for a rock group called Korn, if you're not familiar with that. And they were a pretty crazy group. I mean, just very wild. I read his book. I think it's called Deliver Us From Evil. I read it in one day, one sitting. I read his entire book. This is about his testimony. I thought it was just beautiful what God, because sometimes we see folks and we're like, man, I don't think, you know, I have a relative like Legion. I don't think he's ever going to get saved, you know, or I have this person. They're beyond reachable. No one's beyond reachable.
Yeah.
Jesus loved everybody. Mm-hmm. And believe me, the folks that are in the biggest darkness, those are the ones that are quick to be able to turn, because once they see the light, once they see Jesus for who he is, they're done. It's over. And that's kind of what happened with Brian Welch. I mean, maybe we could talk about it more, but his testimony is amazing because he encountered God and left his group for an entire, you know, for years, and even turned down millions of dollars and all this type of stuff that, you know, people make justification. He said he didn't want anything to do with it, walked away. And so at one point now, the film producer is walking around with an evangelist named Todd White and Brian Welch, and one of the guys, another guy from the Korn rock group, he got saved. And his name is Feldy. His father wound up becoming a minister, prison minister. He ministered in the prisons, and somehow he was getting ready to pass away. And he told someone in his family, he says, I've been praying for my son, and wants him to come to the Lord. And when we get back from this break, I'm going to share with you what happened to his son, who was a bass guitarist for Korn, and what happened to him. And it's just, God is just doing some amazing things. Get ready, because God's going to use whoever he wants to use. Get it, break any kind of religious ruler you have. Just throw it out the window, because the Holy Spirit is not going to be put in a box. He's going to do what he wants to do on his time and in his schedule. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors and partners that are out there.
Yes.
If you haven't yet visited our sponsors, you see them come up on television, you hear them on the radio, but you also can see them at VFNTV.com by clicking on sponsors. Understand, it's our sponsors and our partners who stand with us to make this available. If you want to become a sponsor or if you want to become a partner, you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and click on partner or sponsor. And what we want to do, if your business is standing for God, if you're standing for God, we want people to know you're standing for God and country in Israel. Believe me, this is the time that on the side of history, because this is what a lot of people have been saying. You know, somebody needs to do something about this. Somebody needs to do something about this. And the question is, okay, so what are you going to do? This is what you can do. A simple, simple thing. If you partner with us, we'll partner with you. And we'll partner together for God and country in that order and for Israel. This is a time to stand. This is time for us to stand and say, you know what? Yes, this is one nation under God. Yes, it is God that determines whether a nation rises or falls. And yes, we have some bumps in the road and some terrible parts of our history, but it's God that sustained us this far. And if we turn back to him like the first and the second great awakening, he can give us another. And then we understand the reason why we have America is because of God. And so if we put that in the right order, then we have an America. And finally, understanding, you know, I'm going to stand for Israel. If the whole world turns again, I'm not going to be silent. And you can simply do that by saying, you know what? I want everybody to know that by me becoming a sponsor. And it makes me think of several sponsors right up front that are doing that, such as Mark Downey and Mark Downey's team. When you think about that, just he's a great man, runs a great business. Provides realtor needs of rental or purchasing or selling, but he's bold for God. Mm. He's bold for God. And there's so many of them out there that are standing with us, and we thank you. And you need to join them, because we have a world and definitely a nation that we want to tell about God in the country and Israel in that order.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for the Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit and this movie that came out called Holy Ghost. It's a documentary about the Holy Ghost and what the Holy Spirit does. And before the break, I was sharing about the rock group called Korn and how two of the members of that rock group got saved. And Brian Feldy was the second guy who got saved. Mm-hmm. And his father was, now this man gives his testimony how he was on drugs literally 7 days a week. Drank 7 days just out of his mind, he says, very violent. He says it's a miracle. He didn't murder anyone. He had fits of rage that were horrific and just all this type of stuff. And
this is the father?
No, this is Brian Feldy, who's actually
the son. Okay.
Who's a guitarist for a bass player for the Korn rock group. And his father was a minister, not when he was a kid, but his father got saved and his father wanted being in prison ministry and things of that nature. And when he heard that Brian Welch got saved, they talked over the phone. He says, "Man, I've been praying for you and my son for years, and that's so beautiful." And to Brian's surprise, he's like, "Wow, I didn't know you were praying for me." And, "Oh, thank you," and you know all this. And he says, "Yeah, I'm praying for my son. I'm praying for my son." And he said, "If I pass away before my son comes to the Lord, I'm going to talk to Jesus about it. I got to talk to Jesus about this." And he says, 3 months later, the man died.
Oh, wow.
The man died, and then Feldy goes to the funeral, and his aunt winds up praying with him, and he just prays a simple prayer to give Jesus his heart. Not even, you know, just prays because she wants him to pray type of thing. And he says the next day, "I didn't drink anything. I didn't eat drugs." And he goes, "The next day after that, I didn't drink anything." And this went on for a week. And he says, "I've never not done this, and something's different happening." So he said, "Well, Aunt gave me a Bible, and then I let it sit there for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then I start reading the pages, and when I start reading the pages, he's like, 'This is real.'" He said, "I will read this every single day till I read the whole thing." He's like, he has an encounter with God. He's amazed. He's blown away, and he says, "I'm gonna follow Jesus." And so they're interviewing them. The producer of the film says, "Well, I got this idea. I feel like maybe the Lord's leading us to," because somehow they're still in the rock group. Their idea was that, "Hey, listen, we need to be out in the place where people need to be reached, unconventional ways, and all these young people that are lost, they're coming to these. They're there. That's where they're coming to." And so the film producer says, "What if we just send you guys out at this concert with Todd White, the evangelist, and just see what the Holy Spirit does, and you guys go out and minister?" So they show up at the rock concert now, okay?
Wow.
People are lining up, they're coming in, and they go out into the crowd. And the crowd's like, "Oh my goodness, it's so-and-so," whatever, you know, that whole thing. And Todd White begins to say, "We're going to pray for everyone here. Who needs a healing? Who needs a healing?" It's at a rock concert. "Who needs a healing?" And the people are like, "What?" And so the people start raising their hands. "I got this problem. I got that problem." And they begin to start praying for people right there at this concert outside. People are trying to get in, and they're praying for them. And at one point, this one guy says he's an atheist. He says, listen, that's okay. God loves you. And he starts ministering to this man who says he's an atheist, and he's blown away.
All right.
He says his back problems, puts him on his back and prays for his leg. I mean, just all this stuff. And before you knew it, there was probably a crowd of 50 that was surrounding them, and Todd White is preaching the gospel. I mean, clear, you know, unfiltered. Jesus Christ, forgive you of your sins, and all. How many of you believe that Jesus died for your life? I mean, just all just goes for it.
Wow!
And they're all praying to receive the Lord. Wow. You know, that group right there as their savior, and it was just absolutely awesome. You see, Brian Feldy's like, "Yeah, man, you got to give your life to God." A guy who's wearing a T-shirt of his rock group is like, you know, and they're out there doing their thing ahead of this, and so it's just amazing that Holy Spirit is going to. He's everywhere, and you can't put him in a box. You can't put him away somewhere. They end the film with them going to India, and they go to this place where they were told that if you go there and preach, the Christians were told them, if you go there to preach Jesus, they will kill you. You cannot go there. And so they said, no, the Holy Spirit told me to go there. We're going to go there.
Uh-huh.
They said, no, you cannot go there. They're going to kill you if you go there. You cannot go there. There's no way you can go there. So reluctantly, the Christians that were with them said, "Okay, we'll send you some people with them." They only found out later the guys that went with them were quote unquote bodyguards, but they didn't need the bodyguards because they went everywhere in the streets, playing worship music, praying for people, and the people were testifying. They're drawn. They don't even know what the guys are singing in English. They have no idea what they're singing. And they're saying, this feels good. Feels good. What is this? Feels good. You know, they're like, yeah, wow. So the guy says, can I pray for you? He's like, can I put my hands on you? He's like, yeah. Oh, I feel this better. Yeah. I mean, like, and they're just totally.
Wow.
To one point, they have an encounter with a priest of some temple. And I don't even want to let that out. You just got to see this thing. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing. And then when they get back from this whole adventure. The Christians in India, the brothers are blown away. They say, we go out and when we pray where you guys went, we pray silently. And then not only do we pray silently, but he pulls out this badge and he says, we wear press badges so they think we're with the press and they don't mess with us while we pray silently. And he said, you came today in the village and you prayed without a press pass. Boldly with all this, says the Holy Spirit was with you guys. I mean, it just encouraged them and stirred them in their faith. And no telling, no telling what we'll do when we stop putting the Holy Spirit in the box. And I know, Steve, you've had some amazing encounters. I've had some amazing encounters out when we're evangelizing and ministering and talking to people and just seeing what the Holy Spirit does.
Well, yeah, just listening to those encounters, I mean, I just get excited because a lot of times we're just like, wow, so that was in India. And that was in Monaco, and it's just like God wants to do the exact same thing in your life. And you know, we've heard it said times before, it's just like, are we waiting on God, or is God literally waiting on us? And I think about that exact counter that the evangelist had with the artists, you know, at that rock concert. And they're just, you know, I just really feel that God wants to do something. And they just went out, and lo and behold, they're amidst the crowd preaching the gospel. And I just think that's so beautiful because whether you're in the grocery store, you're at the gas station, you're in your classroom, you're in the business, you're, you know, somebody across next to you at the next desk, you know, if we just say, okay, Holy Spirit, what do you want to do today?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? Who do you want me to speak to? And it's just like, put it out there and then respond. It's like, God just wants to just reach the world, but he's looking for someone that's willing to say, hey, I'll go. And it's exciting.
Yeah, and to obey him, because light belongs in darkness. You know, a lot of people, they want to see, you know, maybe miracles for miracles. It's not about the miracle. It's about the sign and the wonder pointing to Jesus. Mm-hmm. But I've been out witnessing downtown. I know you have too, and it's sharing the love of Jesus with strangers. And it's amazing to see, because it does take risk. You got to hear God. You have to open your mouth. You got to talk to someone you don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And in the midst of that, because you know nothing, this is a stranger, right? You're just walking up to them. It's amazing the things the Holy Spirit will tell you about that person, about this encounter, and they're floored. And it encourages them to realize, man, I just met this stranger. He just told me some stuff that I don't, you know, you're praying for them. God's giving you words of knowledge, and you're like, they're like, how do you know that? Well, God loves you, and you're praying for them. Mm-hmm. And we wind up leading people to the Lord, and, yeah, and they meet God. But the Holy Spirit orchestrated that. And I think about how many times that could happen on a daily basis, but maybe we're not even tuning our ears to God. We're not even paying attention. We're going through the checkout stand real quick, and the Holy Spirit's like, pray for her.
Hey,
pray,
talk to her.
Pray for her. Pray for her. That's not me. I can't be the Holy Spirit. I can't. We are in public right now. I know the Holy Spirit will not ask me to pray for this.
There's people waiting behind me.
Yeah, she is at work. She is. I cannot interrupt. And it's the Holy Spirit that's touching your heart, giving you compassion. And you happen to see the her arm was in a cast, and the Holy Spirit's telling you, pray for her.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for her. And, you know, I remember this one encounter where I went to an auto store to pick up a gas cap. And I'm standing, I was doing, you know, trying to get this thing and get out of there very quick. I had to get back home. And I'm standing online, and there's people in front, and I'm thinking, oh, great, this is taking forever. And, you know, I'm like, I need to get out of here. So I'm patiently waiting here in the line. And then as soon as I'm like maybe the next person up, the Holy Spirit starts talking to me about the woman behind the counter. And I said, okay. What do you want me to say? Okay. All right. So, you know, I wind up coming up next, and I start talking. She's ringing me up. So it's just a few seconds, and before you know it, I'm trying to remember the as best as I can, several years ago, but I'm talking to her, and I say, you know, you may think this is strange, but I need to share something with you. She's like, okay. You know, I says, well, do you have you have children? She says, yes. And Laura's telling me that she had a daughter. And so I said, well, you have a little daughter, don't you? And she goes, yeah, I do. And I says, well, the Lord's showing me right now that you're very overly concerned about her. In fact, you're very worried about her. But he wants you to know that she's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this woman begins to bawl behind the counter. Now, I'm standing there. People are coming in and out of the store. The coworkers are like, oh, what is wrong with you? Like, what did this guy do to you? And I'm like, I didn't do nothing, you know. What's going on? And so I asked her, I said, what's happening? She says, I'm going through a divorce. I have a daughter, and my husband is threatening to take my daughter away from me, and it's the biggest fear that I have. And it's like the Lord knew exactly where she was at, bam, met her, and we wanted to encourage her. And there's so many opportunities like that we have on a daily basis to be able to share the love of God, and God's just waiting. He's saying, go here, go there, talk to that person. But we have to tune our ears to God. We have to slow down enough to listen to him, right? We need to be okay with God interrupting our schedule, because he will often do that. It's always kind of at the wrong time for you.
Never convenient.
Yeah, never convenient, but it's always in the right time for God. And you got to be willing to risk, you know, step on out. A lot of times people are so self-focused that they're embarrassed or this or that. Listen, this is about God. Mm-hmm. Don't make yourself part of the equation. Make it about Jesus. And when you make it about God, I'm telling you, God will use you to do amazing things. He desires to do that. God didn't call us just so that he can save us, right? Get us out of hell, if you will. Mm-hmm. Yes, he wants to save us, but he wants us to walk with him and to have a relationship with him. And he wants to use us to make him famous, to bring people to him. And I want to encourage you today, develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Abide. Ask the Lord to speak to you and write down what he tells you. And I'll tell you that as you continue to do that, you will tune your ears to his voice. And when you step out and you obey and you see the fruit of that, well, you know, I felt like God told me to pray for this person. And I prayed for them and this happened. You'll get, you know, as you practice, if you will, as you, you know, obey and step out, trust in the Lord. You'll see the results. You'll see the fruit of it. And then you'll know, well, when I listen to that, that didn't happen. And when I listen, it's okay to mess up. You know, that's how you're going to learn. You're going to learn not by watching others. You're going to learn to hear God when you hear, you obey and you do, and you see the fruit of your obedience. We want to encourage you, listen, go after God with everything you have. These are the most amazing days right now, I believe, to be. I'm glad that we're living in this generation. Because we're going to see some amazing things. The best is yet to come. Listen, the best wine is poured out last. So get ready. It's going to be awesome. More when we get right back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Oh. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about like these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan. You know, whatever they and so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell,
mm-hmm,
and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Well, listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Hello there.
I was talking more about the Ford thing, not necessarily
Ford.
Any kind of
Ford.
Yeah, the Ford F-150 low overhead type
head thing,
bump, blood sacrifice.
Okay.
That
seems that I just think we just had another one up under the studio
up?
Because it's still, right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to put pads around him.
I'm telling
just
you,
pads.
Yeah. Hey, whatever.
He gets so intelligent. Sometimes he just disconnects from all things.
Totally.
And the world just bumps into him.
See, totally.
And he's shocked. He's just shocked.
No,
what was that? That was a wall, Pat. That was a wall. That was a wall.
Careful, careful.
It could be all that stuff you spoke over me. I'm not sure. All that. I don't know.
You know, I've been trying to break all this stuff. I've been watching it come to pass.
I think it's trying to break you. I'm not sure.
I know. Scary thought.
Anybody see my keys?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And we're going to continue our conversation with about Rediscovering God in America, a book that was written by Newt Gingrich, and the subtitle is Reflections on the Role of Faith in Our Nation's History and Future. If you haven't picked up this little book, we encourage you to get it. It's pretty good. And what Newt does is takes us on a journey of all the monuments and begins to share with us different things in regards to how religion, Christianity, has been in the public square for many years. And today we're seeing such a huge conflict with those that would try to eliminate God, take God of everywhere. They have a problem with God being on our money, so they put him on the edge of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
They have a problem with the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all, but they want to take under God out. I was past the Whataburger, by the way. If you're not familiar with that franchise, it's a burger franchise, and one of their windows has Under God, you know, which is
really
pretty cool. Yeah, they have an American flag out. And so a lot of, like, there's people that are standing up and saying, listen, this is one nation under God, okay, and we're not going to let this go. You have those that try to take prayer out of the schools, and you know, that happened, but now they don't want it to happen at commencement speeches or nothing like that. No, don't bring up Jesus here. And then you have during the holidays, and all these politically correct folks, which, I mean, what is that? I mean, really, that's not wanting to give Jesus his due. It's his birthday. You want to celebrate Christmas, Christmas, but you want to take Christ out of Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, call it something else. Don't call it Christmas, right? But you have to. You know what it is. It's Jesus who was celebrating, and they want to take the nativity scene out of, you know, federal buildings. When you look at all these monuments and their scriptures, you know, etched in stone, etched in all these different places, and we've been talking about different monuments like the National Treasure, the Washington Monument, and now we're getting ready to talk about the Lincoln Memorial, which is pretty neat. President Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States. We're learning, because a lot of this stuff, you know, I didn't learn this. I learned history, but I got his story. You'll see we're going to, not now, we'll have a picture up there soon for you to see what the Lincoln Memorial looks like. I didn't get a chance to see it when I was in D.C. I was all on the other side. I was by the Washington Monument. I didn't get a chance to see the Lincoln Memorial.
I don't know if I saw it or not.
But this is a quote from Abraham Lincoln. I am profitably engaged in reading the Bible. Take all of this book upon reason that you can, and the balance by faith, and you will live and die a better man. This is Abraham Lincoln. Now, if you know his history, he ran so many times for office and lost. I mean, like, lost. And he just kept, kept going. And ultimately, he won, and you think, wow, man, for such a time as this, just the way things converged and the way things happened was pretty amazing. But this memorial was actually dedicated May 30th, 1922. It took some time. In fact, we have a picture for you where you can actually see what it looks like, and we'll make sure we'll have it available for you on the torch. They made some sort of like a, I don't know, I guess they call it a temple, but it has 36 columns all around it, and the 36 columns represent all the states that were in the Union at the time of his presidency. They were in the country, and then later, and above each column, there's a state that's, you know, etched in the stone, in the marble, over each column, and then afterwards they've added other states, you know, obviously to the monument. But this is a towering figure. This thing is huge. I really don't know how tall it is, but it looks monstrous.
Massive,
it's massive, and which is pretty neat. He is facing the reflecting pool and looking at the Washington Monument. So this is just amazing. Look at all this type of stuff. But it was dedicated. One of the things I'm realizing as I'm going through this book, and I'll probably continue the same conversation when we get into the second hour. Don't miss it. We're two programs back to back. But I'm realizing that this takes a long time. It took almost 10 years, I think, to build this thing and then to raise the money. There's always wasn't any money to build these monuments. So they had to keep going to Congress, and finally Congress – I believe set aside $2 million to get it done and to put it up there. But talks of this monument started as soon as he was assassinated. This president was assassinated, and that's when they started really talking about it. But the book continues to talk about his religious reflections. And they said on the left side of the statue, inscribed into the wall, is the Gettysburg Address, a famous speech that Abraham Lincoln gave, and he says the speech is only 267 words long, but it concludes with Lincoln's view of America's relationship to God. And I'm quoting, says, we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. This is Abraham Lincoln. In his second inaugural address, which is considered by some to be his greatest speech, and it's also inscribed into the wall on the right side of his statue. It's only 703 words, okay, in length, but it mentions God 14 times and quotes the Bible twice.
Wow.
Yeah, think about it. This man was the president over, you know, during a time where our nation was fighting civil war.
Mm-hmm.
It's reported that 620,000 Americans lost their lives. And if that won't keep you, you know, close to God and praying, he says Abraham Lincoln relied on the power of divine providence to guide him and guide the nation through those long years of civil war. She's absolutely amazing. And it's pretty interesting to note that almost 100 years after Lincoln's inaugural address, his second one, that Martin Luther King Jr. Gave the I Have a Dream speech right in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
Wow.
I mean, it's all these convergences. You go, wow, God, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. But listen, we have a great country. Why should we have to lose it? You know, right from the beginning, we have seen presidents and we've seen the founding fathers give so much credit to God. I cannot get away from the fact that it was George Washington who started the very first Thanksgiving Day, that we should be thankful, the nation should be thankful to God. But it was Thomas Jefferson who made it a national holiday. President Thomas Jefferson said, listen, we're going to make this a national holiday. We got to give thanks to God. We're going to stop from our labors. We're going to stop from everything. We're going to shut it down. It's my favorite holiday, one of my favorite holidays, where we say we got to thank God for all the blessings that he has given us. Listen, we say God bless America. He already has. Mm-hmm. It's time for America to bless God. Today, we want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level. Linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.